driving this particular energy, this force. So these things, when you're studying, he explains. Now sometimes we wonder what he says, root, form, feeling, perception, like that. Then you know he's talking about this one single moment of consciousness. He had such a brain, he separated the different factors in a moment of consciousness. It's like breaking the atom. It's breaking the cosmic consciousness atom. You understand? He broke the consciousness into its stages of function. So this beautiful, you know, I mean, this is only you read is no point. So when you're walking, you must watch this carpet I'm seeing is consciousness, feeling, perception already as carpet. Like that, you have to just something you note what you are going through immediately. And you must, if you properly apply, it will make you let go. So you must really live a relaxed life. More you live a relaxed life, you can apply it to the present moment. Otherwise, you are just going on thinking like this and it's not related to the current situation. So you will always intellectually think about it and it also becomes a sort of a reality illusion. A reality illusion it becomes. So to relate it to the present moment, but to get that strength only, your other addictions and all that should be daily tried not to, you know, clean your life. So then you are getting mental power for this, and after 1 week, 2 weeks, you will realize some difference. At least you don't have that difference, you go to the mirror and see. At least you take a photograph before this practice. And after practice, you take photograph. And if it's no good, forget about the practice. Go to Berlin, go to nightclub. And you know, why just waste our time in this torture?
What I want to ask you another question is, from the last 100 years, we have been getting gadgets, kitchen gadgets and washing gadgets and all that. So actually we should be relaxed because the gadgets are looking after us. But there's no sign of that. Why are we over busy in spite of gadgets helping us?
Because that is normally the, you know, we are in another part of the world where gadgets are the main, you know, that is the psychology, you know, of that developing something into, it's okay. As long as gadgets don't make you angry, you know, or worried or irritated.
People are over busy. Sometimes they are unemployed. They are still very busy. And we are chasing the internet, knowledges in the internet. Then we hear from the Buddhist books, the arhats act only, they don't react. Mm-hmm. Now, for a normal person like we find it difficult to know. This is my question to you. What is the act and what is the react?
Act is always with, you know, there's always a glass within you. You're wearing a glass and you're, you know, perceiving it with the color. What is the act and what is the react?
The arahats only act, do not react. So now we would also like, because if you react, there's worry.
Reaction comes always when there's a glass in you. When there's no glass, there's only act. But this is all, you can try this way. And there are times where in your real life, where you will be, you know, acting only. No reaction. But that will happen naturally and you feel have good memories. That means having no memory is good memory.
Yes. That's important. We do something and we want to know, did I do it properly? Was he satisfied? Was he not satisfied? So there's a doubt. Did I do it properly?
Yes, because we are doing some expectation. And we do something for the sake of doing. And we make it a point to expect nothing, especially from what we did.
But the normal crowd says, if you do something for the sake of doing, he's a fool.
Yeah, you must look like a fool to the normal crowd to save yourself. You understand? Today, if you look normal with the others, you're going to the normal hell. But you must look like a mad person to the normal crowd today, then you're saving yourself. This is today's situation. You never conform with the normal crowd. Your normal crowd is the arahants. If the Buddha is alive, he must be happy with you, how you behave. Not these morons around us. other question. I'm very frightened to ask questions from him because he's like a small child. He'll go on a lot of questions. Anyone else? I answered a lot of his questions yesterday. Actually, you must be grateful he's the one who was instrumental bringing you here. Any other question? No? It's some funny karma, you know. It's really funny how the last minute how the information went and he contacted. It's something mysterious behind it. I don't want to talk about it. We'll see. In the coming years, you will know. In the coming another few more years, you know. Remember, make a revolution. Now is the time. Don't waste any time. Don't, for your ancestors' sake, for your entire country, for the whole world, make sure you make this inner revolution of, you know, raising your consciousness into a higher realization. And it's now, it's the time that's happening. Don't waste a single moment of it. This will happen, no one can stop it also. That force built up already, and it's just something happening. Anyone, any question?
I want to add something to this. That in Germany there is a lot of wealth. People are quite safe here. No? And when there is big preoccupation to earn the bread of the next day, you can't meditate. But people here can have, if they realize it, a quite relaxed life because yes. All the insurance and everything. So they not need to run for the everyday piece of bread and so on, cold and so on. They're well protected. So there's a lot of additional time for meditation and development.
It's good karma. I think it's good karma. Even Switzerland, I got to know. Switzerland, there's one of the gentlemen told me, there's no problem here, Venerable Sir. Only problem is any problem we have created.
That is true. Generally, is there a theoretical possibility for somebody who is not familiar with the Buddhist doctrine to attain a higher state of mind, say even Arhat?
Without the theory?
Without the Buddhist theory?
It's a possibility, but very special possibility, because it's like you're trying to go to Berlin without the GPS. You know?
But it's not generally not possible.
Say to London, yeah. You go without a GPS, you try, okay, you do go, but you will go somewhere towards Arab or the possibility to go different, but there's not an impossibility, but it's a very... there are special cases, it will happen. It's a possible, but when we have a map, when we have, I don't say Buddha's teaching, unfortunately, it is like a, you know, like a recipe. You have the, you don't talk of it, he talks about body, form, like this, you know, he doesn't, consciousness. There's no religion attached to it. There's no, he's talking, he's, someone told me nicely, Buddhism is phenomenology. Study of phenomenology, beautiful term.
Sometimes people might have memories from a past life and unconscious, not knowing they are practicing Buddha Dhamma, do it. They don't know why, they do it. They have inspiration to do like that, to view things like that. But it might be that a teaching from earlier times still activates. So, that I am sure.
Yeah, these things, even, it's not by chance, you think of something in an extraordinary way. But we have, now in my case too, I don't know whether, I didn't come from any Buddhist thing. But these things can only be known by a Buddha, I would say. Someone who has that, why, how it is happening, the path of liberation, how some are happening like that, how some are. So, normally, in Sri Lanka also, not Sri Lanka, in Thailand, sometimes in Buddha Gaya, one nun, she asked me, because she's seeing sometimes I'm like a lot of compassion, so maybe he's want to be a Buddha. Another place they see I'm giving up everything and going, so they think he want to be Arahant. So this confused this nun, she come and ask, Bhante, what are you practicing for, be Arahant or Buddha? And I told, I am practicing to keep my head above water. So today we should be only concerned to make the mind clean so that we are just safe, we are not worried about the immediate situation, that we have a kind of a mental stability, then we might know truths and secrets about life. But if you are caught up in this, then you know we don't have the freedom mentally to go even beyond that. So we must be practical. Any other question?
No question. There is a contemporary mystic, his name is Eckhart Tolle. Mm-hmm. He wrote many books, and to my reading, he reached some high states without Buddhist knowledge.
He is not a Buddhist. He is not from Jesus also. But he has read Buddhist teachings also.
But very
but not
interesting.
Eckhart
Tolle, very interesting. Yeah. His initial transformation, when he was in a very depressed state, he had without any guidance, you're right, he had a natural, a spontaneous experience. So his continuous teaching is all spontaneous. Beautiful. That's why it's not a big doctrine, it's very practical. Power of now, it's not a very complicated thing. It makes you suddenly see, that is the beauty of him. That's why I tell any monk who want to spread the spirituality, first realize it. When you realize it, it is simple. It is like because it opens up from that inner part of your brain. So it's a beautiful thing, I'm sure, from teachers. In the Western countries also, in Sri Lanka also, there are monks who had some spontaneous experience, no doubt.
You also had spontaneous physics.
Yeah, not physics. Physics, I was on this line, but it was all spontaneous too. So this is, I only can relate to past lives. Previous life, something been training, and then it comes up, because this all work cause and effect. So, I'm sure Eckhart Tolle, they also would have been monks, ex-monks, coming to, sure.
So, the Lanka is asking, if Einstein's relativity theory or fourth dimension, whether Einstein finds it or you or I find it, it's the same.
It is all there, it was not, whether you are aware of it or not, it will always function. It's true. And, but these truths also, it's like that. But one thing you can test, it's like a medicine pill. The stronger the medicine pill, if it's really effective, it should be life transforming. That means if you look at yourself, you are not getting angry as before, greedy as before, and egoistic as before. If this is decreasing in any type way of teaching, you must follow that direction. No label. So personally, I had my personal experience like that. And when I went to the Buddha's original teaching in the jungle, there also I had some experiences. So this I found was very powerful, where I was unconditioned by my present knowledge for some days in the forest, and then naturally seeing through this, but Bhante was my teacher was there as a main inspiration. I used to meet him every 2 days, and suddenly some experiences in that particular way, which I found was very profound. Very powerful. Where I felt like the Buddha was not a body, he's a vision. He's still alive. So this is something to experience. You have to read when you're going through, you have to meditate. These two together. So I suggest Word of the Buddha by Jnanatiloka. What Buddha? What was that name in German?
Jnanatiloka, Word of the Buddha.
Word of the Buddha.
Yeah. What is that in das
Buch haben wir auch da.
This is this that book, small book, made my teacher from a Hindu yogi.
Das ist jetzt auf Englisch, das haben wir auch auf Deutsch. Und das war ein wichtiges Buch für den deutschen Mönch da.
But nice, this book was made my teacher. This I have it always with me. It is like a handy book, and it's like a structure. And it's nice to read a little bit, meditate, relax. So I will now teach you maybe the last of how to relax quickly and little meditation, and we stop. It's also impermanent. Any question? Anyone? Anymore? I don't know. Anyone? No more questions? මේ බල්ලෙක් බලනවා වගේ එළියට බල බල්ලෙක් ඉන්නවා කියලා හිතන ඇති දෙයක් නෑ එතන. කල්පනා කරලා ගන්න. So